So last week I was reading through the book of Exodus and I get to the third chapter, chapter 4, and I see something that stops me. This is the most amazing thing about the Word of God. I've been reading the Word of God for over 20 years. And no matter how much you read the Word of God, it is a living, active, breathing Word. The same scripture you read today, 10 years from now, the Holy Spirit may speak something completely different. I mean, that is amazing. Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. The burning bush. We all know about the burning bush in Moses, right? I kind of have my own burning bush with God speaking to me through these numbers. People think you're crazy until you experience it. You see it's real. So here we are at the burning bush, but nobody ever sees verse 4. It says, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush. See, Moses saw one verse earlier, a strange sight. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why does this bush not burn up? I want to just challenge you today by asking you to take your eyes off of all the busyness that's in your life and ask yourself, are there any burning bushes in your life? Are you looking around with your spiritual eyes for things that God may be doing to try to get your attention? Are you paying attention to the subtle little influences and the circumstantial things that God may be doing to see if you will go over and look? You know, as I've tried to explain to people this magnificent series of events that took place in my life throughout my divorce, this supernatural thing where God was communicating and continues to do so on such a frequent basis. Sometimes people ask, why do you think God does that with you, Michael? I'm going to tell you, A.W. Tozer basically articulated the answer to that question in my life. It comes down to what he calls spiritual receptivity. That sounds like weird. But listen, it's right in line with Scripture. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord range throughout the whole earth, looking to strengthen those whose hearts are wholly devoted to Him. And the Bible also says in the Psalms, it says that He looks down to see if there's any who have understanding, any who seek God. See, God's looking for those that are walking around with their spiritual antennas out, waiting to see a burning bush. Man, slow your life down a little bit today. God is not just speaking to one or two people. He's speaking to all of us. He will speak to you. And my friend, when you recognize the burning bush in your life and you go over to see, God will begin to speak to you even more. And when you see that God is speaking specifically to you about specific situations on a regular basis, it will ignite your faith, your trust in Him like nothing else I've ever known. Today, look for the burning bush.